The Hunter by Richard Stark. Narrated by John Chancer. Part 1, Chapter 1. When a fresh-faced guy in a Chevy offered him a lift, Parker told him to go to hell. The guy said, "Screw you, buddy!" yanked his Chevy back into the stream of traffic and roared on down to the toll booths. Parker spat in the right-hand lane, lit his last cigarette, and walked across the George Washington Bridge. The 8 a.m. traffic went, all on this side, headed for the city. Over there, lanes and lanes of nobody going to Jersey. Underneath, the same thing. Out in the middle, the bridge trembled and swayed in the wind. It does it all the time, but he'd never noticed it. He'd never walked it before. He felt it shivering under his feet, and he got mad. He threw the used-up butt at the river, spat on a passing hubcap, and strode on. Office women in passing cars looked at him and felt vibrations above their nylons. He was big and shaggy, with flat square shoulders and arms too long and sleeves too short. He wore a gray suit, limp with age and no pressing. His shoes and socks were both black and both holy. The shoes were holy on the bottom. The socks were holy at heel and toe. His hands, swinging curve-fingered at his sides, looked like they were molded of brown clay by a sculptor who thought big and liked veins. His hair was brown and dry and dead, blowing around his head like a poor toupee about to fly loose. His face was a chipped chunk of concrete, with eyes of flawed onyx. His mouth was a quick stroke, bloodless. His suit